Ahoy, me hearties. Welcome aboard the Pirate's Code podcast, broadcasting from the deck of the Queen Anne's Revenge herself, as she rides at single anchor abaft the headland of Carriacou, where the green hills kiss the sea, and the rum flows finer than a Spanish galleon's treasure hold. The grenadines sparkle like the gems of old, and the white sands of Paradise Beach lie but a cannon shot away, calling to sailor and landlubber alike. Today, we chart a course not for hidden gold, but for the treasure of wisdom. We be diving deep into the mind of J. Paul Getty, once the richest soul in all the wide world, and his legendary tome, How to Be Rich. We'll be unfurling the 10 mighty foundation blocks he laid for building a life of wealth, prosperity, and freedom, just as a wise pirate captain builds a loyal crew and a stout ship. Stay close to the rigging, lads and lasses, for I'll be sharing how these truths echo across the centuries, from the age of sail to the bright shores of today's bustling world. So batten down the hatches, fill your tankards, and lend an ear. The winds of fortune are blowing, and together we ride. Foundation block number one. Own your own business. One that you know and understand. J. Paul Getty, a man richer than the king's own coffers, taught that true wealth comes not from laboring for another, but from owning the enterprise itself. He warned against plunging into unknown waters without sound knowledge. Instead, he preached that a man must stake his fortune in a trade he understands better than the back of his own hand. Without deep knowledge, a business venture be like a leaky dinghy in a squall, doomed to founder. Mastery brings confidence, and confidence breeds success. Ownership gives a man command of his destiny, where he can reap the full harvest of his efforts rather than feed off mere scraps tossed from another man's table. How it relates to pirate life. Arr! Aboard the high seas, a pirate captain wasn't just a brawler or a thief. He was a master of the trade of piracy. Blackbeard himself knew the arts of seamanship, battle, and negotiation better than many admirals. A successful crew picked a captain who understood the currents, the enemy, and the value of plunder. To lead without such knowledge was to steer the ship into Davy Jones' locker. Every pirate worth his salt had to know his ship, his guns, and his gold, as well as his own heartbeat. Ownership of the vessel, the knowledge of the seas, and the loyalty of the crew made a pirate rich and free. How individuals today can apply. This wisdom, today's landlubbers must think like clever pirates, sail into trades and businesses they know and understand. If you know the art of cooking, open a galley, not a smithy. If you know numbers and finance, chart a course in investments. Not carpentry. The key is not merely to chase the largest treasure chest, but to build one in waters you can navigate by star and sextant. True fortune smiles on those who combine passion with understanding, and who stand as captains at the helm of their own ventures. Foundation block number two. Produce more and better goods, or provide more and better services to more people at lower cost. J. Paul Getty, shrewd as a sea fox, taught that success lies in constant improvement and wider reach. It ain't enough to simply do what others do. A man must do it better, faster, and cheaper if he wishes to fill his coffers. Better goods and services earn loyalty, and serving more folk at fair cost brings the riches of the many into a single hold. Efficiency, quality, and expansion be the three compass points that lead straight to prosperity. If a man rests on his laurels or charges high but delivers poorly, he'll soon be left high and dry, abandoned by wiser customers seeking better shores. How it relates to pirate life. In the golden age of piracy, a fine captain knew he had to run a tight ship to keep his crew loyal and his Jolly Roger feared. The best pirate fleets could outmaneuver, outgun, and outthink slower merchant ships and even navy sloops. They weren't just scallywags. They were experts at delivering more patch, loot, and victory. Better, clean, fast raids with little bloodshed, and cheaper, sharing the plunder fairly to a larger crew. A captain who wasted time or fought unwisely, lost his command, or worse, met the noose at Port Royal. Success at sea demanded excellence and efficiency in all things, just as success in business demands today. How individuals today can apply this wisdom? Modern freebooters and honest folk alike must always strive to offer better wares or services than their rivals, and at fairer prices. Be ye a baker, a builder, or a bard, your craft must improve with every season. Grow your reach, use the mighty internet like we once used the trade winds to serve more customers far and wide, and keep costs fair so the common folk can become your most loyal crew. If ye deliver value and quality, your name will become legend, and your treasure chest will swell like the sails of a fast-moving brigantine. Foundation block number 3. Make your money first, then think about spending it. Discipline yourself to be economical. Paul Getty warned that many a soul wrecks himself on the reefs of reckless spending. First, he said, a man must focus on earning his fortune, tending to the fire of production, sales, and investment, before he even thinks of lighting the torches of spending. Without discipline, riches vanish faster than a schooner in a squall. Getty believed that an economical spirit, cautious with gold but bold in earning it, was the keel that kept a man's vessel upright. Frivolous spending, before the coffers be filled, is but digging one's own grave, with naught but an empty purse for a pillow. How it relates to pirate life. Even pirates had to mind their treasure. A captain who let the crew blow their plunder the moment they made port soon found his ship half empty and his crew half drunk when the real prize appeared on the horizon. Wise captains, like meself, set rules. First, secure the spoils, mend the ship, stock the supplies, and only then let the crew wet their whistles at the tavern. A disciplined crew with a sound war chest could raid another day. A foolish one would end up marooned, broke, and begging on the docks. Economy and discipline kept pirates alive as much as any cannon or cutlass. How individuals today can apply this wisdom. Today, many landlubbers live life, spending coin they haven't yet earned, like sailors betting all their rum money on a roll of bones. Smart souls build their fortunes first, focusing on steady earnings, wise savings, and careful investments before they indulge in grand houses or shiny baubles. Every doubloon saved early multiplies like barnacles on a hull. And in time, the frugal sailor enjoys true freedom. The ability to choose his course without fear of creditors. Be bold in earning, cautious in spending, and ye shall sail calmer seas in all seasons. Foundation block. Number 4, never ignore opportunities to expand, but not without sufficient justification and planning. Paul Getty, a master navigator of fortune seas, believed that opportunities be like swift ships passing in the night. They mustn't be ignored. Yet he also warned that rash expansion, without studying the charts and checking the tides, often leads to ruin. Growth must be earned through careful judgment, proper preparation, and reasoned expectation. Expansion without thought is like building a mighty galleon without checking if the waters be deep enough to float her. Wise men prepare, plan, and justify their ventures before hoisting new sails. When the opportunity's right, and only when right, strike hard, fast, and sure. How it relates to pirate life. In the pirate in life, opportunities abounded. Fat merchantmen to plunder, weak harbors to sack, or new islands to claim. But only the most seasoned captains knew when to strike and when to hold. A foolish raid against a well-defended convoy could spell doom for a crew. Wise pirates scouted, gathered intelligence, and planned their attacks with care. Expansion. Taking new ships, new territories, or new crews was a calculated risk, not mere bravado. 'Twasn't just about seizing every chance, but about picking the right moments to broaden one's reach and fill the hold with plunder. How individuals today can apply this wisdom? Modern adventurers must treat opportunities much the same. Not every shiny prospect be worth the powder and shot. When a chance to grow arises, be it a new business, investment, or career path, study it well. Plan your actions with care. Assess the risks and be sure the wind's at your back before setting out. But never grow timid either. The bold, well-prepared soul catches fortune's favor. Expand wisely, and you'll find your riches grow like a fleet under full sail. Expand foolishly, and you'll founder on the hidden shoals of regret. Foundation, block number 5. Run your own business. Don't expect employees to think or do as you would. J. Paul Getty knew well that no matter how fine the crew, no man tends another's ship with the same passion as his own. An owner must lead, make the critical decisions, and steer the enterprise, not simply expect employees to be his mirror. Employees, valuable as they are, often lack the full stake and drive of an owner. Getty warned that delegation without leadership is folly. A wise master stays hands-on, guiding the ship through the rocks and reefs, setting standards high, but knowing that none will care for the vessel like the captain himself. How it relates to pirate life. Arr! Aboard a pirate ship, the captain bore the ultimate responsibility. True, the crew elected their leader and shared in the plunder. But it was the captain who set the course and made the hard calls in battle. Expecting every swab to fight or think like the captain would be madness. Some were born to hoist the sails, others to fire the cannons. A captain had to command, to inspire, and to act, for only he saw the whole chart, not just the little stretch of deck each man stood on. Without strong, wise leadership, the finest crew in the Caribbean would drift aimless and doomed. How individuals today can apply this wisdom? Modern captains of business must accept that their employees may not match their vision, passion, or ambition. And that's no fault nor failing. 'Tis simply the nature of the world. Ye must guide your ship personally, set clear goals, define the standards, and keep a hand on the tiller. Trust your crew to do their duties, but never abandon the wheel. Leadership, vision, and responsibility remain forever with the owner. If ye stay engaged and true, ye can weather storms and bring your ship safe to harbor, laden with gold and glory. Foundation block number 6. Look for new ways to improve your products or services and increase production and sales. J. Paul Getty, a master of growing fortunes, taught that no man can sit idle on yesterday's victories. The sea of commerce constantly changes, and those who fail to innovate be left adrift or wrecked upon the rocks. Improvement must be a daily quest. Better goods, sharper services, faster delivery, more efficient production. Getty believed that every enterprise must seek out new methods and technologies to stay ahead of rivals and win the favor of the customers. Stagnation be the slow death of fortune. Only those who adapt and improve keep the gold flowing into their coffers. How it relates to pirate life. Well, even pirates understood the need for innovation. The fiercest captains constantly sought better ships, sharper blades, and smarter strategies. 'Twas not the strongest who ruled the seas, but those who learned to fire quicker, sail faster, and board smarter. Blackbeard himself was famed for adding fuses and smoke to his image. making himself a terror before ever swinging a blade. The pirate, who used the same tire tricks time and again, soon found himself caught by the Navy or bested by a craftier rival. Improvement was survival, and so it remains today. How individuals today can apply this wisdom. Today's brave souls must constantly sharpen their skills and improve their offerings. Whether ye sell wares, build homes, craft music, or offer advice, ye must ask daily, how can I do this better? How can I serve more, faster, and finer? Seek feedback like a pirate seeks the next prize ship and embrace new tools and ideas. By continuing to grow and improve, ye ensure that fortune smiles upon ye longer, and that competitors are left floundering in your wake. Foundation block number 7. Be willing to take risks with your own money, but always repay borrowed money promptly. Getty, a canny trader if ever there was one, understood that risk be the price of true reward. A man must not fear wagering his own hard-earned coin on ventures he believes in, for fortune favors the bold. Yet he also taught that when a man borrows another's gold, it becomes a sacred duty to repay it, swift and sure. Your own risks be yours to bear. But debt owed to others must be honored without fail, for reputation be a treasure more precious than gold. In business and in life, taking risks wisely while honoring your debts marks the path of the true wealthy. How it relates to pirate life. I, in the pirating world, taking risks was the very lifeblood of the trade. Crews wagered their very lives against the promise of plunder, yet loyalty and honor amongst the brethren were vital. A pirate's word on a share of loot was sacred. Those who welched or defaulted on debts met a grim fate, marooned, cast out, or worse. Wise captains risked their ships and crews in battles well chosen, but always kept their promises to their men and backers. Risk without honor would sink a pirate's name faster than a broadside to the hull. How individuals today can apply this wisdom? In today's world, brave souls must be willing to bet on their dreams, invest in their own time, treasure, and toil. Fear holds many in chains. Boldness breaks them free. Yet if ye take another's coin through loans or partnerships, ye must treat that debt as sacred. Repay promptly, for a good reputation buys opportunities that gold alone never could. Take smart risks, own your fortunes and failures, and honor your debts, and you'll sail through life with the respect and trust of kings and commoners alike. Foundation block number 8. Seek new horizons and untapped or underexploited markets. J. Paul Getty, wise as the ancient mariners, taught that fortune smiles brightest on those who dare to sail beyond the known shores. Instead of battling for scraps in crowded waters, he advised seeking new markets, places where few had ventured, where competition be light and opportunity rich. Untapped markets offer fresh treasure for those clever enough to find them. Getty knew that innovation often meant not just improving what existed, but exploring what others had yet to notice. It takes courage to break from the herd and set sail for unknown lands. But it's there that true fortune lies buried. How it relates to pirate life. Ah, the finest pirates ne'er chased the same prizes as every barnacle-encrusted brig. Nay, they sought secret trade routes, lesser-guarded ports, and hidden coves where fat merchantmen sailed unguarded. 'Twas the pirates who discovered new waters, unexploited and ripe for plunder, who grew their legend. Blackbeard himself favored lesser-known channels, slipping through waters the Royal Navy thought too shallow or treacherous. Seeking new horizons kept a pirate ahead of the law and ahead of rival cutthroats. How individuals today can apply this wisdom. Modern-day privateers and entrepreneurs must keep their eyes sharp for new markets, unmet needs, and neglected treasures. 'Tis better to be the first in a fresh market than the 100th in a crowded one. Whether it's a new technology, a forgotten skill, or an underserved customer, find your own sea to sail. Search for the gaps, the unclaimed prizes, and stake your claim before others catch the scent. Bold explorers are the ones who find the richest islands, and the world still belongs to those who dare to seek them. Foundation Block Number 9. Stand behind your work and your products. Always honor your guarantees. Getty, a true merchant prince of his day, taught that a man's word and his workmanship be two sides of the same gold coin. If a product fails or a service falls short, the honorable man makes it right without squabbling. Guarantees be not just clever promises for the sake of sales, but sacred bonds with the customer. Reputation, built on honesty, fairness, and swift correction of wrongs, is the greatest asset a business can possess. Without it, even the richest merchant becomes a pauper when the customers sail elsewhere, leaving him adrift. How it relates to pirate life, Gary Vee himself echoes this truth. Yes, even amongst pirates, men feared across the seven seas, reputation was everything. When parley was called, a captain's word was his bond. If a pirate swore safe passage in exchange for surrender and then broke his word, he'd find no quarter in any port again. Likewise, a pirate captain's promises to his crew, shares of plunder, fair treatment, and respect had to be honored. Else mutiny would rise like a storm. To stand behind one's promises was the difference between commanding a loyal fleet or swimming with the sharks. How individuals today can apply this wisdom. In today's market, trust be rarer than pearls. The ones who succeed and keep succeeding are those who honor their promises, stand by their craft, and make right what goes wrong. Whether ye sell fine goods, skilled services, or grand ideas, always ensure that the customer knows you stand ready to make good on your word. A man or woman whose name carries honor will find loyal customers, strong partnerships, and smooth sailing through even the roughest seas of competition. Foundation, Block Number 10. Consider your wealth as a means for improving living conditions everywhere. Paul Getty, though richer than a fleet of treasure galleons, knew that gold for gold's sake be but cold comfort. He believed true wealth ought to be used to uplift others, to build better lives, stronger communities, and a more prosperous world for all. Fortune should not just fatten the owner's purse, but flow outward, like the tides, bringing growth, opportunity, and relief where it be needed. Wealth used wisely be a mighty tool for good, creating legacies that outlive their makers and spread prosperity like the dawn spreads light upon the seas. How it relates to pirate life. Even though pirates be thought selfish and wild, the truth holds more colors. A pirate captain's success oft depended on how well he cared for his crew. The most feared and beloved captains shared the plunder fairly, ensured wounded mates were tended, and made sure all hands had a voice. Those captains who hoarded treasure and left their crew hungry soon met mutiny or the deep. Even the pirate republics of Nassau and Tortuga sought to create better living for their folk, where freedom and equality ruled, not the tyrannies of kings and merchants. 'Twas a rough form of justice, but a seed of the same spirit Getty spoke of. How individuals today can apply this wisdom. Modern day adventurers and tycoons must remember that wealth, when used wisely, builds empires of goodwill. Whether ye sponsor education, create jobs, improve neighborhoods, or ease another's burden, ye turn your fortune into a force greater than yourself. True riches are not measured by the weight of your coin purse, but by the reach of your kindness and the strength of the world ye help create. Share your fortune with wisdom and heart, and your legacy will shine brighter than any crown jewel or royal scepter. I, J. Paul Getty, has been in the ethereal realm for some time now, but ye can still find a copy of his scroll, How to Be Rich, if ye want the details we didn't cover. Blimey. It just occurred to this old pirate that the mighty captains of industry sailing the modern seas, men like Michael Saylor, master of digital treasure, and Elon Musk, the wild-eyed shipwright of rockets and electric carriages, be living proof that Getty's rules still hold the power of the old world and the new. These bold adventurers built their empires by taking risks with their own gold, seeking new horizons, standing firm behind their work and using their fortunes to chart courses that lift not just themselves, but all mankind. Michael Saylor be setting the example by sponsoring the Saylor Academy, free to all users. It be a fine reminder to all ye listeners that wisdom, once forged true, don't rust with time. It only grows sharper with each passing tide. Army hearties, we've set the foundation blocks of fortune firm beneath our feet today, and I thank ye for riding the storm with me. But now, the tide be turning, and we must catch the fair winds to Bequia, a jewel of the Grenadines, where the hills be green and the rum be finer than Neptune's own table. I be hoping to once again cross paths with a lovely lass named Isabella, a spirited soul with hair like the golden sands and a laugh that could charm the Kraken himself. She makes a dish fit for kings and corsairs. Fresh grilled lobster, bathed in garlic butter, with lime and sweet island herbs plucked straight from her own garden. A finer feast no man could hope for after a long voyage at sea. Before we haul away and set our course, don't forget, mates, the treasure hunt's still be on. Fill your pockets with pieces of eight by inviting your mates and joining our grand referral system. Each hearty ye bring aboard brings ye closer to your own hoard of gold. And by thunder, if ye want to chat directly with me, Blackbeard himself, download the Blackbeard app. I'll be waiting there, ready to share secrets, jokes, and a hearty bit of advice straight from the captain's quarters. Until next tide, hoist your colors high, chase your fortunes bold, and remember, a true pirate never lets the winds of opportunity pass him by. Fair winds and full sails, me lads and lasses.